Welcome back to Smashy Business Show. Today we've got two good guests, Ahmed Luxor, the co-founder of IMP and the visionary behind Shark Tank Egypt, with us in town for something else, and he'll tell us about that. Ahmed has revolutionized Egypt's television landscape. Shark Tank Egypt, the most watched program in the country, big numbers, can't wait to talk about it. Amer Mansi, serial entrepreneur, involved in so many different things from entrepreneurship festivals, events, sporting world, and he's also a former PSA World Tour player who ranked among top 50 players worldwide. Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. And holds the position of CEO and founder of iEvents, the organizing company behind Elgoona International Squash Open and RSCOM Development PSA World Women's World Championship. Mansi is also the CEO and co-founder of the esteemed Guna Film Festival. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Rich, for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for being with us today. It's Friday, it's weekend in Egypt, it's hot, it's June. What the hell are you doing in Dubai?
No, we love Dubai. We can come any time of the year.
And this particular time, you just popped over. There's something going on, is there?
So, you want to go ahead?
You can.
And so we had like an exchange sharks between Shark Tank Egypt and Dubai. So we had Ahmed Sweedy as a guest shark in Shark Tank Dubai yesterday.
Yeah.
So we flew out with him from Egypt to attend the show and see behind the scenes and get introduced to the sharks in Dubai.
And who's the exchange?
We were still
picking.
Picking. Yeah. We didn't get confirmation yet. We are shooting season 3 in September, so we have time to check because we still didn't go with the schedule and this stuff.
Yeah, time. I saw on the website you're actually open to applicants now for season 3. So you've had 2 hit seasons in Shark Tank Egypt, and it's a real hit, isn't it?
Yes, it's now number one show in Egypt in the sake of viewership and exposure. And everybody sees Shark Tank, all the social standards, because it is inspiring to have this in Egypt, and everybody wants to be to have their opportunity or the chance of getting a fund in just 1 hour.
I can't let that comment go because it's just not a natural comment, right? Like, how is Shark Tank, something that's a format of business in the country of the biggest Arabic shows, the famous documentaries, dramas, the famous shows, how is Shark Tank now the number one? Like, for you know, entrepreneurship in Egypt wasn't always big. There's so many other series, the movies, the famous actors and actresses that we have in Egypt. How is Shark Tank number one? How did it come about?
I think as for us, it was passion, but we did not expect, to be honest, that huge success. Even when we were pitching for it with the sponsors, they said, okay, we know Shark Tank, but we're not sure if it's going to succeed here in Egypt. But we had really believed in it. But of course, if you ask us, will you imagine that success before the show? Not half of it. We imagined it will be successful, but not to that extent that everybody watch it. In Egypt, it's crazy.
For me, I see that because it's 100% real. Everything is reality show as it, you understand it.
Nothing fake.
Nothing fake. The entrepreneurs themselves, they come and they say, they tell their story, their challenges, what they have faced and everything. And this, what gets engagement with the people that they watch. Mm. On other note, the sharks themselves. We all know the names, but you never know the face or who is Ahmed Sweedy.
Yeah.
I know that Sweedy, Electric, and Ahmed and this stuff, but I don't know his face.
He's been too busy building his empire.
No, and most of our sharks, they're very, they're low profile. They're not...
All of them.
All of them.
Was that strategic? Were you involved in the programming, the selection of the sharks?
Yes, we did. We did it.
How did you pick them? And how did you convince them?
This is the most important question. It took us almost a year and a half trying to convince the sharks. As you know, in Egypt also, the exposure and TV, and they're not used to it. And some people would think People will envy us if we're investing a lot of millions of pounds in front of Egyptians.
And begrudge them and be jealous of them and shoot them.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I believe the core of the objective of what we really wanted to do with the show aligned with the deep inside every shark that he wants to create an impact or help other entrepreneurs. As was Ahmed was saying, the sharks is the main element of success, because in Egypt people, they're very emotional, and the sharks, you know, when they find someone an entrepreneur who's really not 100% yet, has a vision of it, but they think he needs the money, they will all combine and give him an offer. It's very sentimental.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Other than the money, also the advice. Mm. They speak with the entrepreneur openly and everything, as if they are partners already. Mm. And they are still didn't go through. And it's not about the investment. It's about giving the advice and trying to make him succeed whenever he's doing.
Also, sorry, adding to this is the sense of humor. Like, Egyptians are well known of their sense of humor. So they're always like engaging, funny comments, making fun of each other. And it's,
there's banter, there's chemistry between the sharks and
exactly.
So just it's a business show. So how did it come about? You know, because there's many elements that goes in this. There's an international format. There's a streaming service. Watch it. By the way, I'll call out some numbers. So it's 8.3 rating on IMDb. It's got 488k followers on Instagram. 233 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And not to compare apples with apples, but it's only done season two, and Shark Tank Dubai is in season two. Shark Tank Dubai doesn't even have these profiles. Like, how you've executed this and the growth of it is unbelievable, really. But how? So there's watch it. There's production people. There's money. How do you
sponsors?
How do you do all this?
We can divide the answer.
I can start. We did this program not like any other program, in the sake of it's, you know, if in the media you have the script and you produce and you air it.
Yeah.
We dealt with this program as it's a platform. It's not a show. Mm. We are, and that's what we said to our sponsors. We are building a platform that we will work all year round on the process of the show to make it successful. We built from day one our social media platforms. We started to tell people what is Shark Tank and what is the purpose of it and this stuff. And when we launched, the process of the candidates or the entrepreneurs that are applying, it's like 6 months. We do on ground events like road shows to this makes awareness, and this makes engagement, and this makes
momentum.
So you are all year round is talking about Shark Tank. Mm. So I think this is the formula that we have started from the beginning and made this go fast. Our numbers are, compared to the US, it's nearly the same.
No way.
Because we air at the same time, here in the US. So
different audience, not competing.
But no, we're not competing yet.
And what happens? So it's third season. So structurally, how does this work? You guys come up with the idea, your production company producers. You know, it's like a marketplace. You need to buy the license and convince them that you need to pay Egypt prices, right? Because the economies are different. So surely you can't pay the same price as, say, the UK for a franchise. And then you need to get someone to almost pay you or distribute it. So how does that work? Is it like a 10-year deal, or is it, do you retain the margins and the profits, or how does it work?
I'll tell you first, answering your question, I think our expertise, between Ahmed's expertise in production, because he works in production and used to have an advertising agency, and my expertise in events and on ground comes with building products or brands such as the Squash or Egypt Entrepreneur Awards or Guna Film Festival. Mm. Combined, we came up with this, like Ahmed was mentioning, creating a platform. okay, to make it exciting for sponsors. So it was divided first to paying the license. He's been in the discussion with Sony since 2015. It was his dream.
You actually got Sony involved as well, yeah.
Sony owns the platform. Sony only owns the
format.
The
itself.
Format,
yeah. Oh, that's
originally
who owns it. Yeah,
is a Japanese format.
Ah.
And Sony took it like 25 years ago, and they started calling it Dragon Den.
Yeah.
And then 15 years ago, the U.S. version, they need different branding and this stuff. So they did. They call it Shark Tank.
And I never knew Dragon's Den and Shark Tank were from the same.
It's the same.
It's owned by Sony.
Also, there is Lion's Den. Lion's Den is in Germany and some European countries.
I'm learning something. That's brilliant.
And
yeah.
The three are under the license of Sony. Mm. And it's now the three of them are in more than 50 countries as we speak.
Dragon's Den is big in UK and Ireland. Yeah. That's the one that we knew. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I think it Canada started in Dragon Den.
The Dragon Den is the first brand name that they started.
What's scarier, dragons or sharks?
Exactly.
The Americans think sharks.
Exactly.
But that's amazing. So you negotiated from 2015.
From 2015.
He negotiated from 2015 till 20. I think he stopped in 2019.
I did like three trials.
Letters. He pays the money, take an option letter to talk on behalf of Shark Tank to try to gain
I have
investors.
To do the show in 6 months. Mm. I pay the option letter and I have to do it. So I failed three times. Yeah, and the third was like 2018. This was the third time that I tried to do it. And then Amr initiated the EEA, the Egypt Entrepreneurs Awards.
Yeah, I attended. It's excellent events. Yeah.
Yeah, and
need to attend this year.
I sent to him on the story.
Yeah.
It's about time because 2 years ago I told him let's do it, and he was in the Guna Film Festival busy, and we didn't do it. So I sent him. It's about time. And he said, done. And we met after 6 months.
Yeah.
Working back.
No, but what I told him, because you were talking about negotiating, I think we didn't have the luxury because he's been in discussion for 6 years trying to make it happen. So I told him, I don't think we have any credit line to do another negotiation. Let's just sign and pay.
Mm.
So we get they believe that we're actually going to do it. So we paid
We didn't do the option letter this
didn't,
time.
No, we paid the license fees in full. So for us, it's halas.
Make or break.
Make or break, because we paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then the idea of it was to, and then we tried to get investors with us in the company, because we created the company.
Mm.
It's called Innovative Media Production.
Mm.
With a goal of not only to start with Shark Tank and then do similar other programs or formats.
Mm.
So, and then we had Ahmed prepare the pitch deck, and then we tried to actually, we did the same like what happened in Shark Tank. We were pitching the company with very minimal investment just to pull it off. You want to continue the story?
No.
Okay, and then, so we had to pitch it to investors, which just took us almost a year. Mm. And then we got like three investors. Then we had to go to sponsors, convincing them, like you were just mentioning, with a new format of entrepreneurship program, which is not entertainment and not talent shows or drama, which was very, very, very... not an easy process.
Mm.
This was the first time, I think, for a program to create a launch event. So we did it by the Grand Egyptian Museum to make it seem like it's a new thing that's coming to the market. It's a platform.
Yeah. Did you get resistance? Yeah. Did people say this won't work? Did people try and stop you?
Of course, there was a resistance from the entrepreneurs. Yani we... we want to we had to have like candidates to pitch on the show. So you go to Mansi, come and pitch the show. No, I'm not sure. What if I did I didn't do well? What
or they're not used to show their numbers.
They don't show their numbers
on TV.
And
absolutely.
And still, they don't see the program that it will be successful.
Yes.
Yani, I'm already successful and I'm working and I'm taking my vision and this stuff. What why should I go to Shark Tank? But in the middle of season two, this there was a change.
Yani, to be honest, Ahmed and his team did extremely amazing efforts in terms of convincing the entrepreneurs. I've seen this, and it was not an easy process at all. To start the show, they were suffering to get like 4 or 5 entrepreneurs in each episode. In each episode, right before shooting, this guy and the team, they're like really stressed, because imagine I'm trying to convince you something, you don't see it. And you don't see it happening in Egypt, and you're not convinced.
What's in for me?
Why should I do it?
Why should I do it?
How many applicants are you getting now for season three?
By season two, by end of season two, we had like 6,000 applicants.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a whole job in itself to pick
We have a full team, business advisors and content producers working all year on the candidates, and we keep shuffle and we put like listing the top 100, and it keeps shuffling.
So moving away,
and by season two, answering, we are now 2,200
already
in the last 6 weeks.
Okay, and there's still at least 2 months to go, 3 months to go before.
Exactly.
Okay, so you'll have big numbers. That's good. But so just a little bit, combining like the Shark Tank success with, do you think the timing is there? Because, those numbers are big, those companies who want to apply. But we do see a lot of fundraising now in Egypt. We see the fintech sector. We've seen Egypt exit stories and startups. It's becoming a bit known. Of course, the economy is struggling, but there's companies that are listed on the Nasdaq out of Egypt. Like, these are all new things. The EGX, the stock market, people are looking at this. Your Entrepreneur Awards, there's all sectors there, right? So do you think that Shark Tank and entrepreneurship vibes are that sense of feeling that Egypt is going through its startup phase? Has the timing been right?
For me, I see it's perfect timing. And what Shark Tank added is, before Shark Tank, there was startups, but limited number of startups are able to take funds from the VCs from the VCs. Only limited, who knows the way, who knows how to communicate. But what Shark Tank did is put the spotlight that in Egypt there is a lot of talents and a lot of companies that solve problems and have stories and inspiration
ideas.
And this stuff and ideas. And they are not able to go through the VC track and get funds. All of the people that on Shark Tank, as soon as the episode is aired, they get phone calls with better valuation that they already took on the show.
It's a promotional tool for
them. It's a promotional tool.
More than we used to hear about what happens in the States, like whenever you're in the show, if you have your products on Amazon, it's sold out the second day. But we thought we reached this after at least 5-6 years. From this, like half of season two, it's happening with all the entrepreneurs who have products. Like the second day.
I want to be on your show. No, I get it. It's interesting, isn't it? But talking about production as well, because this is an interesting topic in the media world, right? Because in the past, if you went on Oprah Winfrey, or if you went on Shark Tank in the US, you would sell out. But media has changed. So like the streaming world, TikTok.
Yeah.
And now you don't go on the TV show in the US. You don't go on CNN for an interview because you don't get the viewers. But what you do is you go on the biggest podcasts in the world, or the biggest podcasts in Egypt, or the biggest podcasts in UAE. But so how have you been able to get the viewers? Like, is it because, we hear Watch It is really big in Egypt? Because I didn't think that streaming would be big in Egypt, but it is, right?
It is.
and people are watching it on streaming services. So the question really is, like, a format that's 20, 30 years old still works in a social media world.
Exactly.
And TikTok, I remember when we started our social media agency, started posting after the first episode on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. And I was at the office and I was calling Ahmed. I said, Where is TikTok? Where is TikTok? And he was like, I don't know. They should post on TikTok. And then we went on the group. I said, open the TikTok account now. And then I swear to you, once we opened the TikTok, and it was like booming in no time without spending any money. And I think TikTok helped Shark Tank with the exposure big time.
That's incredible.
Like, yani, I think the formula of the viewership and this stuff is that we worked on it like 360. We have a good channel that is well known. Watch It is doing very well.
And like, the number one platform.
Number one platform.
So this is like Netflix or Shahid.
Exactly. Yes. And the social media. The social media, it's engaging all the people, making people, you know, making you want to see what happened in the episode. Yes. So it's like 360.
Okay.
So this is what.
And now, which I agree on your point that TV is not the same. But what's happening with Shark Tank, which is, you know, thank God, is people started like agreeing they're gonna watch the episode. It's on. It's aired on Shark Wednesday, 9 p.m. They do a Shark Tank night. They gather and order food and watch the show.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, like, me too.
Because it's the country where Ramadan shows and we have famous people, and now they're watching business. It's mainstream. It's a reality program about
business.
But because
business. It's entertainment. It's entertaining.
You know, yeah, it's produced well. Yeah.
My mother used to, yani, she sits and she got, yani, some the drama itself that happens in the show, yani, the people that come from Upper Egypt. We had an entrepreneur that was pregnant and working with scorpions, extract the poison from the scorpion.
But not just pregnant, she's due now.
Due.
And you put her on the show,
She will deliver within a week. Yeah. We were scared that she will deliver on the set. So when they see this, they got, and yeah, they have to be engaged. So, yeah, that's why the people on the show who gets this crowd.
It's a skill. You're in the creative industry, and you have to know the ingredients that make something entertainment.
Yes, exactly.
And you understand your audience. So, segueing a little bit in, Shark Tank Dubai obviously launched a year or so ago, and it's in season two now. It hasn't hit in the same way. Do you think that's because there's different nationalities here, or media is different here? What do you think?
Just I wanted to add something about the show, but I forgot.
Going back to, so the ingredients to make it successful, the pregnant lady and that you were saying that people gathered with popcorn at home to watch
I'll,
it.
I'll remember, but it's okay. I think the authenticity of our show, that is, it's in Egypt and the sharks are Egyptians and all the entrepreneurs are Egyptians. Helps in the authenticity of the show, so people feel it, connect to it.
I want to add something. The first episode, we worked on the format and like the producer, the flying producer is called Arsh, from the UK, and they told us that the episode needs to be the pitch needs to be like 12 minutes only. And. And we followed the format as it is. The first, when we aired the first episode, it didn't
work
at all.
Yani, how did you know? You got feedback.
We didn't get feedback.
Nothing. Okay. So we started by working on the content itself, like we said, like creative and the ingredients and this stuff. So the people in Egypt love to know the story. Love to be engaged and involved in the process of the so
it cannot be practical. Yeah. Like this is what I'm asking for. My product is 1, 2, 3. No, they need to be they need to know the
behind the scenes of the pitch. They need to know it and relate. Okay, so by episode two, we started to stretch the pitch. So sometimes it reached like 20 minutes per pitch. Here, but the people got loved the this kind of, yeah, it's the format, and it went through. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I remember what I was talking about, the ingredients. I think what also making it like easier to watch for the public is it's not only tech. Mm. So you find F&B, you find sports related products, you find fitness, you find any kind of industry, designs, furniture.
And some celebrities. There's a famous Egyptian footballer.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's Midu. Yeah. He used to play for Spurs. I remember watching him growing up. And he pitched an idea and he got investment. Mm.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Mm. So it's sports, it's everything.
That's so it's entertaining and interesting.
And yeah, as you said, mainstream.
Mainstream.
Like, yeah, exactly.
So it's not only tech, so it's very like you need to be in really from the business community or business industry to understand.
It's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, Hesham, my producer, was telling me something. If you whisper again, I'll get you. Oh, yeah, he was telling me about Midu. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. But so, you know, the reason I'm asking about, like, hitting an audience is because, like, with Love in Dubai, when we launched Love in Cairo, it didn't work for the first 6, 8, 10 months, and I could feel it. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not the audience, but I know nothing that's happening in Egypt. Mm. I need to know what's happening because I go to Egypt, I go to Cairo and I see the streets and it's full of fun, full of life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't getting that. And then when you get the right team with the right blend,
of course,
it just works.
Yes.
And the thing is, like, Love in Dubai is for the communities and the expats and immigrants and everyone here, and it's in English. But that formula doesn't work in Egypt. Mm. But a different formula worked. So it shows that, like, exactly to your point, that if you can tweak the format or the franchise for your country, for the audience,
And adding to this, you need to really understand the country.
Yeah.
And I mean,
the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is, we are, because we are from the community and we talk with everyone. And
you get
we
under, it.
So we work hard to
before every episode, me and Omri say, this pitch will go viral.
Yeah, you know. That's good. And so we're running out of time, but just, you know, so ask about Shark Tank Dubai and its different formats, different country, different audience. But just about the future, what's sort of next with IMP, with the innovative ideas? Do you have something else brewing or cooking that we can get an exclusive on, maybe?
We have something, yes. I can say it, Ian. We're working on a new format. It's a Sony format. Mm. It's called Million Pound Menu. And
it sounds good.
Yeah, it's for restaurateurs.
Yeah.
We put, like, after Shark Tank and what we have saw from the success of inspiring people. Yeah, this is what we really
creating loved. An impact.
Yeah, to create an impact, exactly. So we are working on the same sector, like in entrepreneurship, but now it's mixed with food.
Mm. And Egyptians like food.
And Egyptians like food. And we are, this is our new show to be aired, inshallah, by November.
Ah, soon.
Soon,
yeah.
Inshallah.
So you're busy. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. Luxor, Amr, thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you.
The show.
Thank you very much.
We love hearing about these stories, and we'll tune in for season 3.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back on Monday with a new episode of Smashy Business. Stay tuned.